Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you stay up till 2 a.m., Vinny?
Did you?
Because some of us did, I did, to watch the World Series as Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off home run in the 18th inning of a baseball game last night in which no run was scored after the 7th inning until the game-winning home run by Freddie Freeman. So absolute pitching clinic or lack of offense, however you want to look at it, obviously an incredible game. Any game that goes like that in a World Series game is amazing. And it has Freddie Freeman, who's already a World Series hero, won the MVP last year, hit the Grand Slam in game one, won the MVP like that. We don't have to pretend like it's the greatest baseball game of all time. It's one of the better World Series games of all time. And still, even though Freddie Freeman was the hero, great pitching, great bullpen stuff, what Will Klein did for them, all the stuff that helped the Dodgers get the win. The fact that when you look at the stat sheet last night, that Shohei Ohtani might not get another pitch to hit
the rest of this series.
He had two doubles and two home runs. And then for the remaining 10 innings of that baseball game, they told, we will never pitch you to the rest of this game. I don't care how many times we got to put you on base. It almost cost him the 9th inning. He almost stole second base. Could have won the game right then. All this other stuff. He was on base 9 times last night, man. 9 times. Intentionally walked 5 times. 2 home runs, 2 doubles. He's the greatest baseball player to ever live.
Yeah.
He's ruined that Barstool debate. It's not Jordan LeBron. It's not even fun. I don't even want to argue with anyone because I don't think there's anyone stupid enough to not say Shohei Ohtani at this point. It's stupid. It's ludicrous.
9 times, set the postseason record, tied the all-time record. And I know typically you have to win the World Series, and I think the Dodgers will, by the way, but you have to win the World Series to be the MVP. No, it's over.
Just give it to him now.
The Blue Jays could come all the way back in this series, and all the way. They're only down 2-1, but you get my point. They come back in the series. Vladdy could hit a grand slam, and he'll probably win it, but he shouldn't. He shouldn't. The MVP is over. Shohei Ohtani is the World Series MVP. I don't care if this goes 7 and the Blue Jays win. It's over. He has to be the MVP. But you're right. It was amazing, but it's not the greatest championship game of all time. That's a little prisoner of the moment. We've seen walk-off touchdowns.
It's the longest.
We've seen walk-off touchdowns in Super Bowl overtimes. I don't know. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you and I were there. We have seen Grand Slam walk-offs to potentially send a team to a World Series. So an AL championship. Last night was not a clinching win. If it was a Freddie Freeman 18th inning walk-off to win the World Series, it's a little bit different. A little bit different. But
yeah, game 7.
I got home from Arrowhead way earlier than I thought I would. Like, it was quick last night for whatever reason.
Well,
the locker room
fast.
Was moving.
Sometimes it happens, you know?
I was home by midnight, which was awesome, I must say, for Monday Night Football. And so I watched, and I fell asleep. The TV was on when I woke up this morning. I fell asleep right when it went to the 18th inning, so I did not see it live.
Oh, so close.
Because I was at that point, I'm
it's
like
2 a.m. man.
At that point, I'm like, I can't stay up till 3 or 4. I do have a job the next day. I have to work. I'm like, I have to go to bed. So I just was like, well, I'm going to watch until literally I can't keep my eyes open. And I fell asleep. I remember right when Joe Davis or whatever was like, we're going to the 18th inning from L.A.
Yeah, I dozed in the 14th for a little bit, back up, and it's the 16th, and you're like, okay, I got to lock back in. Time to watch this game. I got to see how this thing ends. Freddie Freeman hitting a walk-off home run. I can't get over the fact, like, legitimately, I think this is the only time I think I would have ever said this about it. Like, prime Barry Bonds is the last time I remember saying this. I legitimately do not think there is any strategy that makes sense other than never pitching to Shohei the rest of this series. The only way you have a chance to win this World Series if you're the Blue Jays is if you never pitch him again. By the way, he's the starting pitcher tonight. So, like, on top of what he did last night, which was good on base nine times, he intentionally walked 5 times, hit 2 home runs, hit 2 doubles. He'll just step on the mound and probably throw 7 scoreless tonight in a game in which the Dodgers desperately need him to go 7 innings because they had to use bullpen last night to get in there. I don't remember seeing anything like this. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the best player on the planet right now. I have seen other great quarterbacks do great things. I've never seen anything like Shohei Ohtani. It is an alien on Freak Island. It makes no sense, and I've never seen anything like it. And yes, it has made the World Series exciting because you want to watch, even if the games, you want to watch something you've never seen before. Shohei Ohtani is your chance to do it. The 3 guys who got on base the 9 times were all like in the aughts. It's all like guys like playing during like the World War II era and stuff. It's nuts.
Yeah, the game tonight is the one to watch because he's pitching. What you're saying is you want to watch for Ohtani. Yeah, to pitch tonight. But if they're going to
never hit again,
they're going to intentionally, and it sounds like John Schneider said they're going to, like if they're going to intentionally walk him the rest of the series, well then some of that intrigue will go away because that stinks for the sports fan. If he's going to get intentionally walked, but if I'm the Blue Jays, you absolutely have to do that.
I got to say, it's the right strategy. It really is. Speck said he thinks that they should eliminate the intentional walk. You should have to pitch to someone.
If nobody's on base, he said.
I said, but that's the problem.
You'll still walk the guy.
It's that, I'll just throw 4 sliders in the dirt. Like, I understand it comes with some risk, as in the ball could maybe get away, but, like, I'm not throwing him a strike. But I guess to Speck's argument, he's just saying, well, he could still have a chance to swing at it. Even if the slider's low or a foot outside, he could choose to swing at the pitch. But that's a part of the strategy of baseball. There is no thing like it in other sports in the sense that there is no, well, I'll just take Mahomes off the field other than let's try to run the clock and play good offense. But it's tough.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.